From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that almost 2 weeks after the New York Times uncovered an extreme list of lies from Long Island Congressman-elect George Santos, Representative Elise Stefanik still has not made any comment about her new fellow Republican representative. There are now multiple investigations into the background of the newly elected congressperson and the sources of his personal wealth and campaign funds. Santos has also lied about his mother's death, claiming it had something to do with the 9/11 attack, falsely claimed that his grandparents, and I quote, survived the Holocaust, end quote, and falsely claimed he was half black. Last May, Stefanik tweeted a photo with Santos following a campaign fundraiser. She wrote, and I quote, "Wow, great lunch event. George has my complete and total endorsement, and come November, New Yorkers will send George to Congress," end quote. Another Republican congressperson, Mark Molinaro, who was elected for the 19th Congressional District, briefly commented on the issue, telling the Democrat and Chronicle that, and I quote, "This revelation from my colleague is disappointing and distracts from the important work ahead of us," end quote. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Dean Balsamini reports in the New York Post that human composting is now legal in New York after Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill legalizing natural organic reduction. On December 31st, Hochul signed a law making New York the sixth state in the country to allow an eco-friendly burial. Washington was the first state to legalize the practice in 2019. The composting is a 60-day chemical-free process where a person remains are put in a, and I quote, vessel, end quote, with organic materials such as straw, alfalfa, or sawdust. The box is sealed and attached to an HVAC system for the decomposition. After 30 days, the contents are screened for inorganic material and remaining bone is broken up and put back in. Families get the remains after another 30 days. The New York State Catholic Conference opposed the legislation. Dennis Post, executive director of the New York State Catholic Conference, said, and I quote, "Composting and fertilizing may be appropriate for vegetable clippings or eggshells, but not for mortal remains," end quote. And you can read more about this story in the New York Post. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that two longtime national businesses are closing local franchises this week. The Just a Buck store in Greenville and the Pizza Hut in Catskill are shuttering. The company reported without explaining why, and I quote, "After 24 years of business in Greenville, Just a Buck has decided to close this location," end quote. The store first opened in 1998 and recently announced that prices were going up to $1.25. The Pizza Hut on Maple Avenue in Catskill opened in 1991. Manager Greg Smith posted on social media how he felt about the decision. And I quote, "Pizza Hut is the reason I moved to Catskill in 1994, and I believe my life to be better for it. Some of the people I met because of Pizza Hut, I'm still very close with today. Today I was allowed to make the very last pizza there, and I'm very grateful," end quote. Pizza Hut's corporate office did not explain why the restaurant was closing, and Larry Fugate, who owns the franchise, could not be reached for comment. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.